Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It is that time on Insight to hear some of the best live music that we'll be performing in Sacramento and beyond on Concert Connect. This edition features concerts in San Francisco, Oakland, and culminates in Sacramento. Highlighted today are artists who made waves this year at this year's Coachella Music Festival, and also those with years of perfecting their craft and sound. So spearheading this list of concerts is Cap Radio's Andrew Garcia, who is without Nick Bruner, but guarantees a packed list of artists and concerts to tune in and enjoy. You're a solo act today, Andrew.
I am. I am a one-man band
here
today.
You are a one-man band.
It should be good. We'll see how it goes.
You are in good hands.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's start off with the first performance. It is Riley Walker, who's going to be performing at the Chapel in San Francisco on Thursday, May 18th. So that's tomorrow. What stands out to you about their music?
If there ever was a crossover between the kind of music that Dennis Newhall plays on KZAP on Cap Radio on Saturdays and Nick Bruner on Hey Listen, I think it would be Riley Walker. I'm about to say a lot of last names here, so get ready. If you take the sort of gentle layered instrumentation of like Simon and Garfunkel and you add in some of the harmonies and folk rock of like Crosby, Stills and Nash and Young at times, and a healthy dose of like the 90s era Eddie Vedder sort of style, I think you get right in the wheelhouse of Riley Walker. And something that I like is he's such a gifted musician with sort of his guitar playing and his songwriting. He's able to sort of vacillate between all these different styles and different degrees in each song will sound from all of his different influences. That's something I really like. One track you'll get like a tongue-in-cheek indie folk rock epic with like flutes, and then the other song you'll get like an instrumental folk finger-picked guitar. It's great.
All right, well, let's take a listen to Primrose Green by Riley Walker.
That fall of primrose green keeps me up all night. That fall of primrose green made me high, high, high. And I ran for the hill with a handful of primrose green.
That is some easy listening.
Yes, very relaxing. I'm just like,
I know. After a hectic day, you know, put on some Riley Walker, at least this song. So Riley Walker is going to be performing at the Chapel in San Francisco tomorrow. We're going to be staying in the Bay Area with the next concert. It's from Hiromi, and they're going to be playing at a sushi bar and nightclub. I like the sound of that. It's called Yoshi's in Oakland, and there are many opportunities to catch Hiromi Friday, May 19th through next Wednesday, which is May 24th. What stands out to you about them?
Something that I really like about Hiromi is, first of all, just like a great piano player, virtuosic, really. But something that's like even more interesting is that she's able to take that like spark of energy and talent and transfer it over a lot of different things throughout her career. She's experimented with electronic music throughout her career. Recently did an album that was sort of like classical meets jazz, where it was her and a string quartet. And most recently has taken her skills to writing all of the music, the soundtrack for a feature-length anime called Blue Giant, which is really exciting for fans, for folks who aren't super familiar with anime. Most of them are like fighting and stuff like that, but they take, you know, some of those same over-the-top action scenes and put them into more mundane, run-of-the-mill type things, you know, like cooking or sports or, in this case, jazz. And I haven't seen the movie yet, but a lot of the scenes sort of in the trailers take on that action and bring it into really capture the spirit and the sounds of jazz and do it well and do that over-the-top animation. And Hiromi's music matches the animation beat for beat, and it's a lot of fun.
That is a wide portfolio because Hiromi also performed at the 2021 Tokyo Olympics, right?
Yes, very well known, super talented. There's times where she's doing a solo and it feels like she's like testing the human limits of like how fast fingers can move across a keyboard. So super great, multifaceted, very talented. And this residency at Yoshi's, I'm very excited for.
Well, let's take a listen to New by Hiromi. Kidding with those fingers.
No, I was trying to replicate it here in the studio and I can't even get close.
That is impressive. Okay, so you can catch Hiromi at Yoshi's in Oakland starting Friday through next Wednesday, May 24th. The next band is Cheekface.
Mm-hmm.
What a name. That is an LA-based trio performing at Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco. We're staying in the Bay Area May 20th with the support from Susie True. When did you first discover Cheekface?
Pretty recently. They came through Sacramento, which was a really great chance. I made it out to that concert, and I hadn't listened to any of their music beforehand because I was going to see the headliner there. But Cheekface sort of stole the show, and it sort of was like half concert, half comedy show with how much I was just like busting up laughing partway through like every single one of their songs. Musically, I think their sound falls somewhere on the indie rock spectrum. Guitar heavy, but not sort of punk rock. They've got a lot of staccato and dancey type rhythms. But the real sort of star that I think a lot of people tune in for are the sort of toxined vocals. The lyrics, I think, are somewhere I'd best describe if you take the sort of absurd observations of Seinfeld and then add some deadpan delivery to it and then update it to be about modern times of the trials and tribulations of like millennials and Gen Z and things like that. Some great sentiments that I feel like, why am I always tired? why do I work so much, but I don't have any money? Does anybody else feel like the world is one large dumpster fire? So that's sort of Cheekface.
Yeah. Well, I like that. And I share those views as well from time to time. So let's check out The Fringe by Cheekface.
Me and Panic wearing really big shirts, looking for others wearing really big shirts, carving massive dudes out of cold mayonnaise. Guess there's no accounting for taste.
Yeah, that taste.
Opening night at my gallery show, a personal history of my runny nose, a towering achievement in aesthetic design. The critics don't like it, they are here for the wine. Success is cringe! Yeah. Success is cringe! Fringe. I wanna be on the fringe. I wanna be on the fringe. I wanna be on the fringe.
I totally can see why you would be laughing up a storm watching them. They seem incredibly entertaining.
It's quite good. You get a comedy show and a concert, two for the price of one.
Yeah.
Cheekface.
All right. Last one, actually ending up in Sacramento. It'll be Ace of Spades. Eve Toomer will be performing at Ace of Spades Wednesday, May 24th, so next week. And they just dropped an album called Praise the Lord Who Chews But Does Not Consume, or simply Hot Between World. That
nice.
Is a mouthful. And they
it
also
is.
Made waves at Coachella. We're going to listen to the song first and we'll unpack it on the back end. This is Lovely Sewer.
You're still a friend of mine. We met a chopper in Catalina. You're
the last 30 seconds or so that we have, I totally get the Coachella vibes.
Yeah, I tuned into that Coachella performance just to kind of get a feel for how this concert will be. And outside of the music, which is great and varied, so many influences, killer guitar solos here and there, there's also a dedication from Eve Toomer to like a performance persona. And it's almost performance art. And so this particular concert is one I'm very excited that we get to have here in Sacramento.
Yeah, me too. Andrew, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
You gave us a nice array of live music that we can take in over the next week and a half. That is CAP Radio host Andrew Garcia taking part in this editions of Insights Concert Connect. And with that, that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.